I was cleaning up some flowers, and I had some caladiums, what we call big elephant ears, and I just threw them over the fence to the cow. And in a few minutes, I never heard such a bucking and bellowing in all of my life, and scared me to death. She was just having conniptions. So I ran over to my neighbor. She was older than I, and I said, "What in the world?" And she said, "What did you give her?" And I said, "There was some elephant ears." She said, "That's it." And we got some pure lard on a stick and managed to kind of put it in her mouth, and she calmed down.
Right.
And I never would have known what to have done, but we just got a big hunk of lard on a stick of a thing, kind of a paddle, and stuck it in her mouth, and she quit bucking. It was burning.
It was burning in her mouth. I never knew that. I know I've seen palladium.
Uh-huh. Well, this is the, it's a farm, it's of the Caladian family, but they call it elephant ears because it's so big. Mm-hmm. And I was cutting some of it down. And
probably quite juicy, but
yes,
they're warm. Do you call rhododendron laurel or laurel rhododendron, or how do you?
I don't know. There's not many rhododendrons around here. And the laurel, I thought they were different, but they might be the same.
Mm-hmm. And also magnolias, are they ever called cucumber trees?
I have never heard them called that. Uh-huh. But we have so many pretty magnolias.
Especially in town. I don't see them very much in the country. It's
no.
Town. And different stinging insects that you recall?
Oh, wasps, yellow jackets, and bees.
And did you, the type that make those big paper nests?
Oh, that's a wasp.
Is that the?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And the little things that sting you in the summer and not make you itch, they don't necessarily.
Oh, mosquitoes.
And something else may make you itch.
Red bugs.
Those get under the skin, do
mm-hmm.
they?
Mm-hmm.
And little bugs that jump.
Grasshoppers.
Did you ever hear them called hoppergrass?
No. Grasshoppers is all I've ever heard.
It's a strange thing. I've heard hoppergrass, and also how about the bird that goes like this?
Woodpecker.
And I've heard those called peckerwoods.
Yeah, I have too. Woodpeckers are peckerwood.
Is the term peckerwood often used?
One just about as much as the other, woodpecker or peckerwood.
But not hoppergrass.
No.
I saw in a Birmingham paper, and wrote a letter to the editor. He said, "I'm just a peckerwood, but I think such and such."
Yes, they call, as you said, the man said, just common folk, ordinary people. Sometimes I'm just a peckerwood. Oh, I'm just a woodpecker.
Mm-hmm.
Peckerwood is what they usually say.
And those little webs that spiders seem to weave, what do you call them? If you see them, say, in the porch up near the...
Spider webs.
And if you see them in a dark, in a barn, for example, what would you call them there? Around dust and dirt.
Well, I don't know.
You might have had them in the woodhouse, the woodshed.
Mm-hmm.